The nation was transfixed last winter by the story of James Robertson, who walked 21 miles to and from work every day, from his home in Detroit to his factory job in an upscale suburb where he made only about $22,000 a year. His car had broken down, and at that salary, he couldn't afford another. Well, donations almost instantly began pouring in. A kind-hearted college student set up a GoFundMe account for Robertson, who's in his late 50s. Soon, the hard-walking man had a new car and nearly $400,000 besides. What happened next sounds like a movie. His neighbors began hounding and threatening him. His former landlady, also his former girlfriend, demanded a vast sum of money to fix up his apartment. Eventually, Robertson dumped his former acquaintances, got a personal protection order against the landlady, and moved to an upscale Detroit suburb. He said of his old neighborhood, "I may have been born there, but God knows I don't belong there anymore." Well, I certainly don't begrudge Mr. Robertson his sudden good fortune, but what everybody seems to have lost sight of is the real problem, which was that metropolitan Detroit is the nation's biggest mass transportation desert. This is the only major metropolis in the United States where you can't get some form of mass transit from the airport to the downtown. The reason Robertson had to walk to work is because the city and suburban bus systems have no reliable connections. Buying him a new car was like fighting hunger in Haiti by giving one child a T-bone steak. Well, there are people trying to solve the real problem, though they haven't gotten nearly as much publicity as the walking man. Back when the legislature passed Right to Work 2.5 years ago, they also authorized something called the RTA, or Regional Transit Authority. The idea was to have a network of special lanes with special buses that in fact look more like railroad cars. You'd be able to get one in any of Metro Detroit's counties and zip out to the airport or to a convenient connection with another bus system. John Hertel, who runs SMART, the suburban bus system, became the RTA's first head, but resigned after a few months when he learned there was no funding for him to hire staff. Michael Ford, who'd run the Ann Arbor Transportation Agency, is now running the RTA, and he's been trying to build awareness before elections next year, in which the various counties will be asked to authorize funds to build the system. They're holding a series of public meetings to get input about what people want and need. One's going on now until 7 o'clock tonight at the Macomb Center for the Performing Arts. Tomorrow there'll be another from 1 to 7:30 p.m. at the Elks Club Lodge in Royal Oak. Last night they held their first meeting in Detroit, where the Detroit News reported that one man rode two buses for 2 hours to get there. This is a problem holding all of Southeast Michigan back, and which we now have a chance to fix. That is, if we have the will to do it.